Do humans have ESP? Did you ever hear of the Rhine Research Center? No, it is not a laboratory in Germany, but a parapsychology institute located in North Carolina, in the good old USA. The reason I bring this up is to show even some scientists take the paranormal seriously. This is not to say they believe all the stories of the paranormal or even most of the ghost sightings, but they are interested in finding out more about the paranormal. The institute tries to establish extrasensory perception in some people to varying degrees. Of course, most don't have this sense. Could some people have some sort of extrasensory perception which allows them to detect spirits or may even receive messages? Could the answer be yes, and could that be the reason some people have made contact with the afterlife? I am not talking about all those phonies which are just waiting to prey on grieving people. To me, this is one of the most despicable things anyone can do. There seems to have been people who had some sort of paranormal power. Take the sleeping prophet. Edgar Cayce was said to have the most accurate predictions of any prophet. He would go into a sleeping state and then his predictions would flow. It is said he never asked to be paid or receive anything in return. While we don't know the exact number of predictions he made, it is estimated to be somewhere around 22,000. While some also credit Nostradamus with having special abilities, I am sorry to say I don't feel that way. It seems he didn't predict the future but wrote in such a way people have made events after they happen try to fit into the fuzzy statements he made. Sometimes we find out something unsettling about people using prophets. What would be the worst situation to use a so-called prophet in? Could it be to advise a king or how about a president? Guess what, we had a president who sought the advice of a prophet before serious meetings with representatives of other governments. Do you think you know who it was? It turns out President Ronald Reagan and his wife both used a woman named Joan Quigley. At that time, they were called psychics. When the people found out, it seems to have stopped. Did Quigley have some view of the future most don't have? Who knows, but I wouldn't bet on it, even though some say she was very accurate. There were times in history where being a prophet could be very dangerous to life and limb. If you were suspected of being a witch, many times you were as good as dead before any trial. Could any of the Salem witches have had psychic ability, and could this be what damned them to a horrible death? One thing I do believe is it is possible for some of us to have brains which operate differently than most of us. In a way, Einstein may have had psychic ability. He would say he would get pictures in his brain while trying to solve problems. This reminds me of Nikola Tesla, who said more or less the same thing. He said his brain was only a receiver. Tesla believed there was a place in the universe which contained all knowledge, and somehow he was tapping into it and copying what he saw. This creates a question for me. Are the great inventors and scientific innovators receiving help somehow, even if they don't realize it, and who or what would be sending this help? Some might say, and have, that extraterrestrials are doing this, but others think the universe itself is aware and is doing it. Then there are those who think we are living in a computer simulation and whoever is running it is helping out from time to time. Einstein gave his brain to science after he died. The scientists sliced it up into very thin slices. They found out his brain was different than most of us in two different ways. His brain was 15% wider than the average brain, a much shorter lateral sulcus that was partially missing. The lateral sulcus is a very deep fold seen on the lateral surface of the hemisphere of the brain. Could this have contributed to his genius status? Some scientists say his brain was wired a different way. Does ESP, extrasensory perception, allow people who have it to look into other dimensions? It could be one of those dimensions contains the afterlife, and it might even exist right next to us. It may be with the proper training our brains could look into other dimensions. We could all have abilities we don't know we have, because we are unable to use them at the moment. There may come a time in our development when we will suddenly have access to more hidden abilities. Who would have believed people, only those with the abilities, could perform remote viewing? People working for the government actually claimed they were able to locate hostages without leaving the room they were in. Not only that, they also claimed they saw into alien spaceships and got so scared when they were discovered, they broke off the viewing. Maybe the test to see who has these abilities is the ability to be contacted by people who died. That would be an interesting experiment. I am talking about an ESP experiment where all the participants are people who have been contacted by the dead. Notice I said the people were contacted, not that the people contacted the dead. I have to wonder if this test might show a higher degree of ESP. One problem is many people might think they have some sensitivity in this area but don't. This has been proven quite a few times by using cards which have symbols on them. I believe the most used ESP test is with a deck of 25 cards containing 5 different symbols. The subject tries to guess the target card. The ESP website states out of 25 tries with 5 cards, chances up to 5 correct. I took the test and I clearly do not have ESP. I scored only a 3. It is said it is believed by most researchers that a person can learn to improve their ESP scores. It is suggested that strong meditation will help in development of improving ESP. I have to wonder about that. It sounds like the old joke, studying for a urine test. I shouldn't criticize because we are learning there is a lot about our lives we don't understand, and quantum physics has taught us that.